introductions, please.
No question. All right. Anybody just stated?
No, I, you know, you got to give them credit. They played great, I thought. I thought one of the best games I've seen them play in the playoffs this season, really. They shot the ball well. Kobe kind of controlled the whole game. I thought that we could have withstood the game that he had because the shots that he was making, you can't do anything about. It doesn't matter. You know, the only other option you have is just to go double team him right away before he gets over half court. But, you know, when he's making his jumper like that, and there's not a whole lot you can do about it. We just got to do a better job, I think, on the points in the paint. You know, we can't give up 56 points in the paint. And then we got to do a better job on Gasol. And then I thought Lamar Odom was really kind of the difference in the game. He came in, and we had a nice little start, but I thought Lamar came in and really just kind of changed the whole game. You know, he finished with 19 points, 19 rebounds. He dominated the boards, and I just thought he gave him that extra burst of energy to kind of get him over the hump.
Question one in the front row.
Is there anything you can do to address that points in the paint problem, or is it just their size?
It is what it is. No, but to be honest with you guys, it wasn't exactly the post-up plays and the big guys. It was the middle drives, and it was the perimeter players driving in the paint more so than it was. I mean, Gasol had a great game and, you know, I mean, had some good post-up moves. But for the most part, it was, them breaking down our perimeter defense and driving in the paint and creating situations that way. So that's an area that I think we can get a little bit better in. From the standpoint of just throwing over the top and scoring, they didn't really do that a whole lot against us. Lamar came up with offensive rebound after offensive rebound. But I think as you watch the tape, and we'll look at that tonight, I thought that the middle drives, you know, by Kobe and by Fish and you know, Shannon Brown and even Farmore, I thought they got into the teeth of our defense much, much too often and too easy. And that created situations where now we're kind of in rotation and that's where a lot of the points in the paint came.
Next question.
Next question. Next question.
Elvin, this is Kevin McHale from NBA TV.
Hey, Kev.
And I'm just wondering, what adjustments will you make on Kobe? You went for 40 tonight, had a big night. Anything that stands out to you right now this early after the game?
Well, I still think that we can withstand the 40 that Kobe got. You know, the way he got those points, when he's in that zone like he is tonight, there's really not a whole lot you can do about it. So what we have to do, we got to do a better job on the other guys. You know, we've played him before. Kobe's had 40 before against us, and we won the game. When he's in the zone like he is tonight, there's not a whole lot you can do about it other than just completely running off a guy and trying to get the ball out of his hands. Then you totally break down everything. We just got to do a better job on our perimeter defense, I think, Kevin. We didn't do a very good job guarding the perimeter, and we got broken down way too often on the perimeter, which in turn then breaks down the interior of your whole defense.
Front row.
Hey, Alvin, you guys were 5 for 22, 23% from the three-point line. Was that more just missing shots, or was it Lakers?
No, it's a combination of both. They do a good job. They do a really good job of running you off three-point shots, and you know, we have struggled some against them from the three-point line. Some of it we just didn't make the shots. We had a lot of shots available to us that we did make, but you know, obviously they do a good job of closing out. They're they're number one in 3-point percentage, you know, defense in the league. So they do a good job of closing out on that.
What did you take away from Robin's contributions?
Well, I thought he played well for us. I thought he did a good job. You know, first game back in 6 weeks. You know, he still doesn't have his legs under him. He's a much better athlete than he showed out there tonight. But I thought he was real solid and played well, and hopefully he'll continue to get better in the series.
Alvin, Kobe looked really emotional out there. You know, he's waving his arms a lot, and he was, you know, talking to Grant and got a technical. Did you get the impression that he was, you know, he's super aggressive or taking it personally?
No, I don't. I mean, I think every time he plays somebody, he takes it personal. You know, I mean, that's his motivation. So, you know, I didn't see anything wrong with it. I don't think he was trash talking or anything like that. He just, You know, I mean, he understands how important this first game is, and I just thought he played at a real, real high level. You know, he's one of those guys when he's playing and he's in the zone like he is tonight, guys, you can't do a whole lot about it. You know, I'm just disappointed in other phases of our game that we have to get better, and obviously the rebounding part and the middle drives, the perimeter defense has to get a little bit better. You know, they had guys that stepped up. I thought, you know, Farmore played solid for him. Artes did a good job for him. You know, we can withstand Kobe and Powell having the games that they have. But when other guys step up, especially Lamar, you know, with 19 and 19, then that gets to be really tough. And if you add one more guy to the mix, then they're almost impossible to beat when they add that fourth guy in that plays well. So we'll just have to do a better job. You know, I mean, I can stand up here and say that, you know, the layoff helped them and hurt us. But, you know, we'll see what happens on Wednesday. We'll come back. And, you know, one thing about our guys, I tell you, they're a pretty resilient bunch. And when we go through a situation like this, you know, we usually find a way to regroup and come back and play well. So, you know, hopefully that'll happen on Wednesday.
To the left.
Alvin, you guys got to the line, I think, 19 times in the first half. But overall, do you feel like you generated enough easy points? You know, obviously not much on the break, but even in half court.
Yeah, but, you know, we're not a real fast break team, and I think that's kind of a misnomer about our team. We've never – I don't think we're even in the top 10 in fast break points in the league. We play with a rhythm, and we didn't really get into that rhythm tonight, and you have to give them some credit. They did a good job defensively in some areas right there, but there's also some areas where I think we'll be better on Wednesday than we were tonight. So I don't want to take anything away from them because they played great. You know, it's as well as I think I've seen them play in the playoffs this year. And when they're making shots and then moving the basketball like they did, it gets to be real difficult.
Coach Kobe, yeah, right here. Kobe took the week off of practice, came out in a sleeve, didn't hit a field goal till late in the first. Did you think much of maybe at the beginning, maybe there was something there, the way he started with everything about him being out and talk of his knee getting, did you?
I have never, since he walked into the league, I don't think I've ever underestimated him. So you knew at some stage he would try to take the game over. That's what he does. He's a great player. I mean, you know, he has the focus on one area, and that's to try to win a championship. And we have to try to do a better job of trying to take one of those guys out of the game. You know, we've got to do something. Like I said, two of them, you know, Powell and Kobe are pretty consistent. We got to take that third guy out. You know, 19 points, 19 rebounds by Lamar. You know, those are the kind of games that really kind of get them over the hump. And I thought we were in striking distance there, and we had a couple of bad possessions. You know, we had a chance to go into the fourth quarter, you know, where we could have been a single-digit lead, and we stepped out of bounds on the play. So, you know, we just got to do a little bit better job. We got to do a lot better job of executing, and then we got to do a much better job defensively of trying to slow them down. We can't 128 points. We can't defend.
Last question on the left.
Hey, Alvin, was this a failure defensively of execution or attitude?
Oh, I think our attitude was fine. We just, you know, we ran into a guy that, you know, that is a great player. I'm pretty sure we're not the first team that he scored 40 against. I'll go back and look, but I'm pretty sure that he's not even in the playoffs, though. I think we're the only team that he scored 40 against. So, you know, they had a great night. You got to give them credit, you know. I mean, hey. The way we look at it is one game down, and they've got to beat us three more times, and we think we'll play better. That's the attitude that we have to have. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach. All right. Following right now, Phoenix Suns, Steve Nash.